If you're an employer or if you work in a recruitment agency, you already know the modern hiring process is, well, it's completely broken.
Oh, yeah. Fundamentally broken.
Right. You put out a job posting, and within hours, you are just buried under an absolute avalanche of resumes.
Just a mountain of them.
Exactly. And the frustrating part is, I mean, the vast majority of those applicants aren't even close to a fit for the role. It's overwhelming, it burns through administrative hours, and frankly, it just feels like an incredibly inefficient way to find talent.
It really is.
So, welcome to today's deep dive. We're going to examine a system designed to solve that exact bottleneck. We've got a stack of functional documentation and case studies here for a platform called JobZippy.
Which is specifically built to connect employers with the right talent at high speed and at a significantly lower cost.
Right. And our mission today is to unpack exactly how this platform replaces those chaotic, high-volume job boards with, like, precision matching. We want to understand how it turns this unmanageable backlog of applicants into a really focused, highly qualified shortlist.
And we're going to do it without relying on a single technical buzzword. No jargon today.
Yes, please.
Please.
We aren't going to talk about abstract concepts. We are going to look at the actual mechanics of how this works. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand the solution, we first need to understand how the industry arrived at this specific crisis in the first place.
Yeah, and what's fascinating here is how the recruitment industry spent the last decade accidentally optimizing for volume instead of signal.
Right.
If we look back at the evolution of job boards, the primary goal was to remove friction for the candidate. We introduced the one-click apply feature.
Oh, right, the one-click apply.
Exactly. Suddenly, an applicant could send their resume to 50 different companies in under 10 minutes. But in removing all of that friction for the applicant, the industry essentially transferred the entire administrative burden directly onto you, the employer.
It's almost like a denial of service attack, but applied to human resources.
That's a perfect way to describe it. And the data in these sources paints a really stark picture of that burden. On traditional job boards, those massive volumes of applications typically yield a hireable signal of only about 2.4%.
Wait, 2.4%.
Yeah, that means over 97% of the documents landing on your desk or in your inbox are pure noise.
Wow. And managing that noise carries a massive operational cost.
Huge. Let's look at the Canadian case study provided in our documentation. There was a client hiring for a software quality assurance engineer.
Okay.
This is a fairly specialized technical role, right? They published the posting and almost immediately received over 7,300 applications
7,000.
for one role,
Yep, 7,300.
which is just an entirely unmanageable number. I mean, at that volume, the hiring process simply breaks down.
Completely.
You either have to hire an army of temporary recruiters just to open documents, or, let's be real, the internal team just reviews the first 100 resumes, gets exhausted, and ignores the remaining 7,000. Exactly. Which means your absolute best candidate might be sitting in the pile completely unseen. It forces recruiters into the role of human sorting machines, which is just highly inefficient.
Right.
But by routing those 7,300 applications through JobZippy's structured system, the client fundamentally altered the mechanics of the search. They didn't add more human recruiters to sift through the pile.
So what did they do?
Well, the platform's automated filtering reduced that massive backlog of 7,300 down to exactly six shortlisted, highly qualified candidates.
Just six. That is incredible. And looking at the timeline here, they moved from 7,300 raw applications to that final shortlist of six in just 10 days.
10 days, yeah.
And the total screening cost for the entire process was just over £1,000. I think it was £1,060.
Right.
Compared to traditional agency fees, or even just the internal hourly wages required to process that volume, I mean, that's a structural shift in how recruitment overhead is calculated.
It changes the paradigm entirely. The challenge is no longer about finding a candidate, you know? The
Yeah.
candidates are clearly there. The challenge is entirely about the operational cost of managing the noise. When a system efficiently eliminates the irrelevant data, you drastically reduce both your time to hire and your cost per hire.
Okay, so establishing that the volume problem is the core issue, the next logical question is, how exactly does the platform filter out that 97% of noise before it ever reaches the hiring manager's desk?
Right.
Because this can't just be a simple keyword search. Those are way too easily manipulated.
No, it's a very deliberate, structured process, and it begins at careers.jobzippy.com.
Good.
The candidate's experience is kept really simple. They visit that portal and upload their standard resume, like a PDF or a Word document. Within seconds, the platform reads that document and builds a comprehensive, structured profile.
Let's get into the mechanics of that, because this is where a lot of systems fail. How does it actually read the document?
It reads for context. It doesn't look at the visual layout, you know, the font or the formatting.
Good, because those formats can be a mess.
Exactly. Instead, it normalizes the raw structural data. It extracts the core components. So the specific skills, the years of experience tied to those skills, and the educational background.
Okay.
Once that data is structured, the platform's logic compares the candidate's actual experience directly against the specific requirements you set in your job posting.
And that comparison generates a precise match score.
Right.
Between 60 and 100%.
Yep.
But here is the critical mechanism for the employer. You actively set the match threshold. The default sits at 60%.
Right.
If a candidate's profile scores a 59% or lower against your specific criteria, they simply do not advance into your main pipeline. You never even see them.
It functions as an automated, highly objective gatekeeper. You are basically establishing the minimum baseline of technical alignment you're willing to accept.
I do want to push back on the rigidity of that threshold, though.
Yeah.
Let's say we set a strict 60% baseline. Aren't we potentially missing out on a candidate who has the perfect skill set, but they're just, well, terrible at writing resumes?
That happens a lot.
Right. What if they describe their experience using unconventional terms that a standard system doesn't immediately recognize as a match?
That is a highly relevant concern, and it's exactly why the system relies on mapping context rather than simple keyword matching.
Okay, explain that.
So if your job description asks for, let's say, financial oversight, and a candidate's resume says they managed a departmental P&L, a basic keyword scanner would fail them.
Because the exact words aren't there.
Exactly. But JobZippy's logic understands the contextual relationship between those terms. It recognizes that managing a profit and loss statement is a demonstration of financial oversight.
Ah, so it's reading for substance and context, not just looking for exact word replication.
Exactly. And because it strips away the presentation layer, so it's ignoring names, layouts, demographic indicators, and focuses strictly on that contextual capability data, it provides a highly objective initial filter.
That makes sense.
It evaluates the raw capacity to do the job, entirely bypassing the limitations of a human trying to scan a document in 6 seconds.
Okay, that clarifies the initial sorting phase. The employer sets the threshold, the system parses the context, and weeds out the bottom 80 or 90%.
Mm-hmm.
But even with a strict filter, you might still have 100 qualified people in the pipeline. How do you vet them quickly? You can't reasonably schedule 100 introductory phone calls.
No, you really can't. And that brings us to the next phase. Once an applicant clears your predefined threshold, the platform automatically transitions their application to a screening status.
Right.
They are then invited to complete an automated video screening on their own schedule.
And I want to be really clear about what this entails, because when people hear automated video screening, they often think of a generic portal asking, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, the standard HR questions.
Right. But that isn't what is happening here. The system generates 5 to 10 highly specific technical questions. And the mechanism behind those questions is a blend of adaptive generation and manual control.
Yes. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is where the platform truly simulates a recruiter's intuition. The system's logic analyzes your job description, and then it analyzes what the candidate explicitly claimed on their parsed profile.
Okay.
It then dynamically generates questions targeted specifically at the intersection of those two data points.
So if your job posting requires Python development, and the candidate's CV claims they built data pipelines using Python at their last job.
Right.
The system doesn't just ask, "Do you know Python?" It asks them to articulate the specific steps they took to build those exact pipelines.
Precisely. It forces the candidate to validate their own specific claims. Furthermore, employers have the manual control to inject their own specific standardized questions into the mix if they want.
Oh, that's smart.
Then the candidate records a video answer, typically given a window of 30 to 120 seconds per response.
And the platform then scores those spoken answers from 0 to 100 based on relevance, communication clarity, and technical accuracy.
Yep.
But this raises a massive logistical issue for me. If I'm an employer relying on this data, how can I actually trust it?
What do you mean?
Well, in a fully remote, unmonitored video interview, a candidate could easily have, like, a second monitor open with all the answers,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
or have someone off camera feeding them information.
Oh, definitely. It is the most critical vulnerability in remote screening. If the integrity of the interview is compromised, the entire ranking system just falls apart.
Exactly.
But the documentation details a rigorous, real-time proctoring environment designed to neutralize those exact vulnerabilities.
How rigorous were we talking?
Yeah.
Because candidates can be highly resourceful.
It begins before the first question is even asked. The system runs pre-flight hardware checks, but crucially, it registers a baseline image of the candidate's face.
Okay.
For returning users on the platform, it verifies their identity against previous sessions. This immediately prevents impersonation, so you cannot have a more qualified colleague sit in for your screening.
Okay, that handles the identity issue. But what about the candidate looking at a cheat sheet just off screen?
Throughout the duration of the video recording, the environment is continuously monitored. The system checks multiple times per second to ensure the registered face remains in the frame.
Wow.
It heavily monitors head pose. If a candidate is consistently looking away from the camera at an unnatural angle, indicating a second monitor or notes, the system detects it.
That's incredibly thorough.
It also actively monitors the browser state. If the candidate switches tabs, if the window loses focus, or if they attempt to exit full screen mode to pull up a search engine, it is instantly flagged.
But let me challenge the strictness of that. Humans naturally look away when they are thinking. Or a candidate might glance down at a physical copy of their own resume just to reference a date.
Sure.
Does the system immediately fail them for a natural human movement? That seems like it would generate an enormous number of false positives.
That is a very important distinction, and the platform accounts for it through a threshold-based enforcement rule rather than immediate termination.
Okay, how does that work?
If the system detects these anomalous behaviors, it logs a violation. It is not a one-strike policy. Three distinct violations trigger a formal, visible warning to the candidate right on their screen.
Oh, so they know they've been caught.
Exactly. And it is only after five documented violations that the session is formally terminated.
Ah, so it builds in a buffer for natural movement or minor infractions, but establishes a hard limit to prevent systematic cheating.
Yes.
It ensures the scores generated by the platform represent the candidate's actual independent knowledge.
Exactly. You are achieving the scale and velocity of asynchronous remote screening, but maintaining the integrity of a proctored environment.
Okay, let's transition to the employer's perspective now. We've filtered the candidates objectively. They have gone through a highly contextual, dynamically generated video screening. They've been proctored and scored.
Mm-hmm.
The employer now has this wealth of validated data. How do they actually interact with it? Mm-hmm. And crucially, what does it cost to acquire this highly refined signal?
So all of this data flows directly into what the platform calls the hiring portal, which is accessed at hiring.jobzippy.com.
Right. So applying is on careers.jobzippy.com, but managing the pipeline is on hiring.jobzippy.com.
Exactly. And instead of a traditional linear inbox full of unread messages, companies post and manage their open positions through a visual Kanban pipeline board,
which provides an immediate high-level overview. You can track exactly where every applicant is in the process, from applied to shortlisted all the way through to offer extended.
Yep.
But the real utility of this dashboard is the automated ranking. The platform doesn't just hand you 20 videos and tell you to watch them. It ranks the final candidates using a specific multivariable algorithm.
And the weighting of that algorithm is incredibly insightful because it reveals what the system values as indicators of a successful hire.
Let's break those weights down. 40% of the final score is the resume match, so that core alignment of skills to your job description. 30% is the screening score, which is how well they articulated their answers in the proctored video.
Yeah.
10% is profile completeness, which I guess is a good indicator of attention to detail.
Definitely.
10% is skill relevance. And finally, 10% is weighted on response time.
Factoring in response time is a highly pragmatic behavioral metric.
Oh, absolutely.
Consider two candidates who both score an 85% on their technical skills. One completes the requested video screening within 24 hours of receiving the invitation. The other waits 2.5 weeks.
Right, it's night and day.
Those two candidates represent entirely different levels of intent, engagement, and organizational capability. The algorithm recognizes that velocity and elevates the more engaged candidate in your final ranking.
So as an employer, when you log into hiring.jobzippy.com on a Monday morning, you are not staring at 7,000 unread resumes.
Not at all.
You are looking at a dashboard that explicitly says, here are your top five candidates. They have the precise skills you asked for. We verified they are who they say they are. They eloquently answered specific technical questions on video without outside assistance. And they demonstrated high intent by responding quickly.
And you arrive at that highly curated shortlist with zero manual administrative effort from your internal recruitment team, which leads directly to the cost structure.
Yes, let's talk about the cost.
This is arguably the most disruptive element detailed in the sources.
We really need to be clear about this pricing model because traditional enterprise software that handles parsing, video interviewing, and proctoring usually requires a massive annual licensing contract or a hefty fee per job posting.
Right, but the model here is entirely consumption-based and tied directly to value delivery. It operates on a credit system, but the fundamental rule is this. The payment is one credit for one successfully completed screening by the candidate.
Wait, let me reiterate that, because it is the exact opposite of the traditional job board model.
It really is.
You are not paying for the attempt to find someone. You do not pay a credit simply to publish a job posting on the platform.
Exactly.
You only consume a credit when a candidate actually makes it through your threshold and successfully completes the rigorous proctored video screening.
It is entirely performance-based. It's a pay-as-you-go model. An employer can purchase 10 credits for $99.
Okay.
That equates to roughly $10 for every highly qualified, fully vetted, and proctored candidate that actually lands on your shortlist.
That's wild.
And if an agency or larger enterprise has higher volume needs, they can utilize a monthly subscription of 50 credits for $299.
Let's contextualize that against traditional recruitment economics. A standard agency might charge you 20% of a candidate's first year salary.
Easily.
If you are hiring a mid-level engineer for $100,000, that is a $20,000 placement fee. Even internal talent acquisition teams cost thousands of dollars in hourly wages just to manage the initial pipeline. With this model, you can spend less than $100, let the system handle the heavy lifting of parsing, ranking, and proctoring, and you only pay for the actual validated signal that makes it through the gauntlet.
And this raises a fundamental question about resource allocation and the future of recruitment strategy. Consider how internal recruiting teams currently spend the majority of their week.
Mostly in spreadsheets, I imagine.
Yeah. If they are spending 80% of their time reading poorly formatted resumes, playing phone tag to schedule initial 15-minute screens, and manually tracking candidates in a spreadsheet, they are essentially performing administrative data entry.
They are managing the noise. They are dealing with the fallout of the one-click apply era.
Precisely. But by automating that entire administrative layer and completely filtering out the irrelevant volume, you allow recruiters to focus on the high-leverage activities that humans actually do best.
Which is relationship building. It's understanding the nuances of company culture, selling the candidate on the vision of the organization, navigating complex salary negotiations, and actually closing top-tier talent.
Yeah.
You take your recruitment team out of the sorting business and put them firmly into the strategic closing business.
And returning to that initial Canadian case study processing 7,300 applications to find six final candidates for just over £1,000, it empirically proves that high speed, high quality, and low cost are no longer mutually exclusive variables in recruitment.
Right.
You do not have to sacrifice quality for speed. You can achieve all three if the underlying process is structured to prioritize signal over volume.
So to summarize the core takeaways from these documents, if you are listening to this and you have a dozen open roles sitting unfilled, just accumulating hundreds of irrelevant applications every week, it is time to recognize that the traditional pipeline is broken.
Completely broken.
JobZippy, through its candidate portal at careers.jobzippy.com and its employer dashboard at hiring.jobzippy.com, provides a mechanical solution. It takes that impossible avalanche of documents and systematically transforms it into a curated, proctored, and ranked shortlist of top-tier candidates.
Yep.
And it accomplishes this in a matter of days at a fraction of the cost of traditional methods by ensuring you only pay for successfully completed screenings.
I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder as you evaluate your own hiring processes. We are entering an era where advanced technology is fully capable of taking over the tedious, high-volume tasks.
Right. The sorting, the proctoring.
Exactly. The identity verification, the contextual initial screening, the operational role of a recruiter is fundamentally shifting. In a world where the noise is completely handled by automated systems, and every employer eventually has access to this perfect, refined signal, how will you and your agency adapt?
That's a great question.
When the sheer act of finding the perfect candidate is no longer the hardest part of the job, how will you differentiate your company culture and your approach to actually win them over?
That is the real challenge moving forward. When the system clears away the avalanche, what do you build in the clearing? Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Rethink how you manage your pipeline, demand better signal from your systems, and we'll see you next time.